FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you all of the best news from Lusaka, Otahabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Our serial killer, Joseph Chiteka, sentenced to life imprisonment. Lusaka woman loses kidney after being stabbed. In international news, Africa faces worst cholera outbreak in 25 years, said Africa CDC. And in sports news, let DR Congo go ages Cameroon out of the World Cup playoff final.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suyanda Malinga. In a major ruling, the Kabwe High Court has convicted a serial killer, Joseph Chiteka, to life imprisonment on all seven counts of murder. Kabwe High Court judge in charge, Kelvin Limbani, delivered the sentence on Chiteka, who had previously pleaded guilty to the murder of seven victims, five women and two infants, both aged 6 months. The victims, who included Priscilla Kafumbo, Elizabeth Kazadi and Mwana Ngombe Situmbeko, were tragically lured by Chiteka between February and May of 2021 under the false promise of securing the release of their incarcerated relatives. In delivering the sentence, Judge Limbani also tasked the correctional services to review the levels of trust and freedom granted to convicted inmates. Speaking outside the court, daughters of one of the murdered victims, Lillian Nakambo and Helen Kaumba, said the sentencing had provided their families with a crucial sense of justice and peace. The sisters shared their ongoing hardships, noting that they were forced to drop out of school. Meanwhile, the co-accused in the case, Miles Malaya, pleaded not guilty. His trial has been scheduled to begin on February 12, 2026.
Today I'm so happy and I'm so pleased about this. We really appreciate he has really troubled us from 2021. We never had this, but today I think we are going to rest and we are going to eat well today. I'm finally happy. At least I feel peace now. Because trust me, from 2021 it has been hell. It has really been hell. From that side and my side, the family has really gone through a lot. That man really didn't know what he did. I wish there was time to do what he did, but otherwise the judgment that has been passed has really helped us. Imagine traveling from Chingola just to come and hear one judgment.
In a separate development, Chuangando Member of Parliament and PF member Stephen Kampiongo has declared that the party is united and fully focused on future political activities. Reacting to reports of internal disagreements, Mr. Kampiongo insisted that PF remains a cohesive political force guided by its party constitution and the collective decisions of its leadership. The former Home Affairs Minister has stressed that any talk of division or confusion within the party is incorrect and is meant to distract the party's vision. He has since appealed to party members who are aspiring for leadership to be sober and to promote unity.
To those of our colleagues who are, you know, vying for leadership in the party, let's be sober, let's be brothers and comrades, sisters and brothers, so that, at the end of the day, we are able to team up with other like-minded colleagues in the opposition to come up with a formidable plan to revive people's hopes and ensure that we in a better position to provide the alternative solutions to what is currently happening.
In another development, a 20-year-old woman of Mutendere compound in Lusaka is demanding justice after being allegedly attacked and stabbed twice in the back with a knife by her younger sister's boyfriend. She claims that the assault resulted in the surgical removal of one of her kidneys. In an interview with Big TV, Joy Speary, flanked by her mother, painfully narrated the ordeal, explaining that on the fateful day, on October 31st this year, she attempted to intervene in a dispute involving her younger sister and her alienated boyfriend, whom she accused of physically abusing her. It was at this point that the alleged attack aggressively turned on Piri and stabbed her twice in the back, leaving the victim unconscious while the knife suspected to have been used in the axe embedded on her back. The victim was then rushed to Ngombe Muzalaka police station for a medical report, after which the officers took the victim to Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital for medical attention. Medical reports seen by BIT TV indicate that Piri had suffered renal kidney injury, which experts said could have been life-threatening. Shockingly, the suspect was released from police custody on bond, even when the victim was still hospitalized, the development which has saddened the victim's family. The family is therefore appealing to the police to help ensuring justice prevails. Meanwhile, the police are yet to issue a statement on the matter at press time. In another development, a South African national has been arrested in Livingston after he allegedly gave counterfeit United States dollars to a businessman during a money exchange. Southern Province Commanding Officer Monu Namalongo says the incident occurred on November 12th around 10:30 hours at a lodge along the Livingston-Kazungula Road. Brief facts are that the victim, 48-year-old businessman Movita Mundia of Chirundu, reported to police that he was approached by a man identified as Reddington Unkandla, who asked him to help convert 400 United States dollars into Zambian kwacha. Mr. Mundia used his own money, amounting to 8,000 kwacha, to complete the exchange. However, when he went to a bureau to convert the dollars, he discovered the notes were counterfeit. He immediately alerted police. Officers from Victoria Falls Police Post swiftly responded, proceeded to the lodge and arrested the suspect. Police also recovered the 8,000 kwacha and secured both the real and counterfeit notes as evidence. The suspect is in police custody as investigations continue and a docket has been opened in the matter. In another development, two men in Livingston have been arrested for allegedly being in possession of suspected stolen cattle. The incident happened yesterday in the Senkobo area of Kazungula district. Police say the suspects, identified as Onbest Simasiku and Wigli Mulambi, were found with two brown cows believed to have been stolen. The animals were branded 5B-Y1. According to Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo, the matter was reported by 57-year-old farmer Elijah Nandu of Jordan Farm. In international news, Africa is grappling with its most severe cholera outbreak in a quarter of a century. The Africa CDC warned on Thursday, linking the surge to fragile water infrastructure and ongoing conflict across parts of the continent. According to the agency, more than 300,000 cholera and suspected cholera cases have been recorded recently, along with over 7,000 deaths, a rise of more than 30% compared to last year. Countries such as Angola and Burundi have seen infections spike dramatically in recent weeks due to limited access to safe drinking water. There are signs of progress in some areas. The Africa CDC reports that the outbreak in Congo is under control with cases declining. Improvements have also been noted in South Sudan and Somalia, though conflict-affected regions remain particularly vulnerable as overcrowded camps with poor sanitation accelerate transmissions. Separately, authorities in Ethiopia have identified eight suspected cases of viral hemorrhagic fever and are awaiting test results. While rapid response teams work to contain the threat, the CDC also noted that while Mpox outbreak is easing in some heavily infected nations, it continues to pose risks in Kenya, Guinea, Liberia and Ghana. Still in international news, Mali is facing a dramatic escalation in insecurity as jihadist groups have carried out a record number of kidnappings targeting foreigners this year. According to data in ACLED, at least 22 to 26 foreign nationals were abducted between May and October 2025, the highest figure ever recorded in the country. The number nearly doubles the previous record of 13 kidnappings in 2022. Victims include Chinese, Indian, Egyptian, Emirati, and Iranian nationals, as well as several people from the Balkans, a Serbian, a Croat, and a Bosnian. These abductions are attributed largely to the Jamium and Al-Qaeda-linked coalition operating across the Sahel. Experts say the practice has become a key pillar in Jenin's so-called economic jihad. Ransoms have reportedly reached staggering levels. In one case, the group is believed to have secured up to 50